Good Thursday morning, beloved, and thank you once again for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Thursday morning for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we continue our study of Jonah. Today, we're in Jonah chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. While inside the large fish, Jonah prays to God. Jonah's prayers include words of praise and thanksgiving, and God rescues him from the depths of the sea. And God's saving words for us this week are mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Jonah's prayer. From deep inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. In my distress, O Lord, I called to you, and you answered me. From deep in the world of the dead, I cried for help, and you heard me. You threw me down into the depths, to the very bottom of the sea, where the waters were all around me, and all your mighty waves rolled over me. I thought I had been banished from your presence, and would never see your holy temple again. The water came over me and choked me. The sea covered me completely, and seaweed wrapped around my head. I went down into the very roots of the mountains, into the land whose gates locked shut forever. But you, O Lord my God, brought me back from the depths alive. When I felt my life slipping away, then, O Lord, I prayed to you, and in your holy temple you heard me. Those who worship worthless idols have abandoned their loyalty to you. But I will sing praises to you, and I will offer you a sacrifice and do what I have promised. Salvation comes from the Lord. Then the Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah up on the beach, and it did. Today's key verse is Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, where Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, in my distress, O Lord, I called to you, and you answered me. You know, it's interesting. This is one of the few Old Testament types or foreshadows of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just as Jesus was three nights in the earth, three nights in the realm of death, so Jonah was 3 days and nights in the belly of the whale. Both of them called to accomplish God's purpose, and both of them successful in their purpose. And Jonah is an interesting book, by the way. It wasn't a whale. The Bible is very specific in saying that God prepared a fish and it was a special fish. God just didn't take any old fish coming along, but he took a fish that was prepared especially for Jonah's entombment or for his transportation, whatever you want to call it. And that's what he used to intervene in the life of his prophet, Jonah. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, whenever I'm in distress, I call out to you, and I know that you hear my prayers. Salvation comes from you, O Lord, and I thank you for your steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end. Beloved, join me tomorrow when we will be reading Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, where Jonah obeys God and goes to Nineveh. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you and fill your life with every good blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.